I know people are coming from another meeting, so I'll give you 3 minutes to get settled. Okay. Councillors, just before we start, any apologies? I have two here from Councillor Leanne McAvoy and Willie Walker. Any other apologies at the minute? No. Okay. Chair Van's remarks then. Just one item tonight. So it's just, there's been another success for the Annalong Canoe and Kayak Club, who barred the Coquille Leisure Centre boats, which then train in at the pool. They won a bronze medal at the Irish International Junior Canoe Polo Competition. So just to pass our congratulations on. Item number two then, any declarations of interest? Nope. Okay. Item number three then is the action sheet arising from the AHG committee meeting held on the 19th of August. No, I think. Just ask the secretary quickly, please. We get going here, Glenn. Sorry, the action sheet then. Take it as read, any matters arising? Okay, just need a proposal in second then, if there's nothing coming out of that. Okay. Item number four then is the DEA forum update report. I'm not seeing.
Yes, Chair, members, this is your monthly report to committee from the DEA. There's 7 DEA action sheets included this month, and also Appendix 1 will give you more detailed update on the activities and programmes ongoing within the DEA. So members are asked to approve the actions arising from the 7 contained action sheets.
I need a proposal and seconder. Propose, Councillor Gibbons, second, Councillor Ryan. Any matters arising? Okay. Item number 5 then is the installation of the rapid bin at Newry Leisure Centre. And it's Janine again.
Yes, Chair, this paper details the proposed installation of the rapid bin at Newry Leisure Centre. The report details 4 bins already installed in the district, and this decision was facilitated through the PCSP. As you can see from the report, a risk assessment has been undertaken. Insurance and liability have also been considered and addressed in advance of any installation. So it's for members, Chair, to agree to proceed with the installation of the rapid bin at Newry Leisure Centre.
Okay, Councillor Savage.
Yes, Chair. This is a very welcome development. It's something I've been speaking about for almost 2 years now, since I first came on to Council. Haven't seen it firsthand, the damage that prescription and access to prescription drugs is doing, particularly to some of our young people in society. I think it's a hugely positive step, one that gives us an opportunity to do other things as well in relation to mental health and well-being and education of young people and others, on how to deal with addictions and how to handle drugs and the impact that they can have on our society. I think it's to be greatly welcomed, and I congratulate everybody who's worked, I know, tirelessly behind the scenes at PCSP and council level to pull this off, and I congratulate them on achieving this, and hopefully now it's the start of a major initiative to try and tackle the epidemic of drugs in our society. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. The seconder? Thanks, Sean. Thank you. Item number 6 then is the Class ON lease and 3G pitch condition survey. That's Janine again.
Yes, Chair. Members are aware the Council are finalising the terms of the lease, detailing the future management arrangements of Castlewellan Community Centre. As part of that, it was agreed that we would assess the condition of the 3G pitch, which is attached to the facility, and carry out any remedial works on the surface prior to handing over to the community. The condition report also details potential costs for improvements to the fence, the surrounding fence. The report is attached, and we seek approval, therefore, Chair, for the committee to pay a contribution of 50% towards the replacement of the synthetic carpet to forward the fencing improvements for consideration in the race, to undertake a series of improvement works prior to handing over the facility, and to replace the goals from existing budgets.
Thanks, Janine. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, I propose the recommendation. Councillor Roisin Hill had asked me to say a few words on her behalf, so it's just that she welcomes the proposal and is delighted that it is now near completion and ready for handover. This investment is much needed amenity in the Castle Llewellyn area and is long awaited and eagerly anticipated by all, but none more so than the Castle Llewellyn Community Partnership. The maintenance of the 3G pitch is vital as it's heavily used by lots of groups, and would it be possible to consider if capital money did become available later in the year that maybe it could be used in the fencing improvements, etc., around the 3G?
Okay, thank you. Councillor Gallagher? Mackie, just turn your light on.
No, as I say, I would like to kind of second what Roisin Hill is saying as well. I think it's important to say that it's good to hear that the funding and support will continue in the 3G pitch. I think it's a vital part within the local area, and it's a very popular facility being used, so I welcome the news.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item number 7 then is an update on the community facility strategy from Janine.
Chair, AHT have provided approval previously for us to progress the development of a community facility strategy. The report details the timeline for the rollout of the draft strategy and the public consultation exercise that will take place as part of that. We're asking members for initial approval in relation to the direction of travel, and that's how we've brought forward the definition, vision, outcomes and themes that we will be consulting the public on in relation to the community facility strategy. So it's initial approval from the council.
Okay. Propose Councillor Ryan, a seconder. Councillor Savage, thank you. Any matters arising that Councillor Traynor?
Sure. Probably just like the one, I know that we haven't obviously got the original definition of what we had as a community facility here, but I'm just wondering, could that maybe be provided to see exactly what change has been made in the definition? Because that would be quite, I suppose it's quite important to know what that change is, especially when we're dealing with communities ourselves, when we're talking to communities, after the DEA phase, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, item number 8, now I know it's been, with Councillor Andrews here, has asked specifically for this, so we can just keep it fairly brief, because I think it's sort of maybe come through the DEA forum, but you want to go ahead there.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, and also for allowing me the chance to speak on the agenda item that's up for discussion at this meeting of the Act of the Healthy Communities Committee. Crossguard Community Centre, which is located on Downpatrick Street, was purchased by the parish of Kilmore in the early 1990s, known formerly as the Hunter's Mill Bar, and this facility is used by the local community and various groups in the locality. Recently, the trustees of the community centre have placed the building on the market and an up-for-sale board is on display. The reason why I place this matter on the agenda is to preserve and enhance the community centre and for the council to step in and purchase and keep it at the heart of the village. We have seen in recent years the opening of a civic centre in Downpatrick, new leisure centres in Newry, Downpatrick, and we are at the cusp of work commencing on the new civic centre in Newry, all of which are costing millions. Llewellyn's towns and villages such as Ballinahinch, Windmill Street, Kilnay's Bridge Centre, which celebrated its 20th anniversary recently. Sinfield's new state-of-the-art community centre, which opened after 40 years of campaigning, and if the facility in Crossgar is sold, the end result will mean that what others take for granted from the council, that my home village will be left without and end up the poor relations in Llewellyn DEA. What has been spent elsewhere and the cost of purchasing, extending and enhancing these premises will be small in comparison to expenses that are spent across the area and which will be spent. Even though I'm not a member of this committee, I appreciate very much so the opportunity to raise and discuss what is important for Crossgar in the wider Llewellyn area. And I would like to read out the following proposal in the record to these proceedings. Newry, Mourne and Down District Council will proceed immediately to commence procedures to purchase the recent the Crossgar Community Centre down Paddock Street in Crossgar, to enhance, improve and maintain this facility for the community to use and enjoy for years to come. Tonight, colleagues, I'm asking for and appealing for your support for this to happen for the people of Crossgar. Thank you.
Thanks. Terry,
Michael,
do you want to come in on that one?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I suppose all I can say is currently this doesn't show up in the Council's capital programme, so there's no line for Community Centre in Crossgar, therefore there's no budget for it, and At best, if the committee and the council want to do this, it would have to be considered as part of the rates process. But it's obviously entirely up to the committee to debate this out and decide what they want to do. But I'm just stating the facts. There is no money, there is no business case, and there is no line item in the capital programme for Crossgar.
Anyone else want to come in on this? Councillor Shannon?
Sure. I suppose, you know, I think Tyre raises an important issue around community facilities in areas which can be tend to be forgotten about. And I suppose, you know, whenever you look at, like I look in my own area, for example, in Downpatrick, and I look at Ardglass, and I look maybe at the lack of a community facility in Ardglass and how that has an impact on the social cohesion of that area. And how, you know, some of these areas, don't forget, feature in our areas of social deprivation. And I suppose I understand totally what Michael's saying, that there's no outline budget for that present. But I'm just thinking, can it not be taken forward even and even a report drawn up to see exactly what opportunities there are to forward such a process, especially, you know, with the fact that there seems to be quite a strong community association in Crossgar. And obviously one of our things going forward, especially when you look at the community facility strategy, is the idea of communities working with the council in cooperation. And I suppose, you know, this could possibly be, you know, going forward, an idea maybe to look at, where if there's a constituted group there, that we can maybe move forward with them, seek for external funding as well as internal funding, and have a good project looking at partnership working and looking at that sort of co-production model.
Thanks,
so just maybe put that out there.
Listen, I fully understand Perry's doing his job as a councillor for that area and bringing forward his proposal tonight, but I think it's a difficult one because we as a council are looking at other areas where there's need for community centres, and they're going through a process and have been for quite a number of years to get to the stage where they might even be considered for the rates process. And I think just in the space of a couple of months, just to progress this one straight through the rates process, I don't think it would be fair on other areas. So I think something along the lines of what has been suggested by Councillor Trainor, that some sort of a report is brought back to us to look at the needs in the area, exactly what are we dealing with. You know, I can think of Community Centre Morton Point, Newcastle facility, Chamla Community Centre. So there's numbers of other projects that have been in the system for quite a period of time. And I think we just need to explore this at the very least, but I don't think it'd be wise for council to make any commitment at this stage.
Yeah, well, I would agree with Councillor Rowan, but I would just ask him a simple question because I don't know the background of it, Terry, but why did the community centre close in the first place? What was that?
Well, it's just at the moment, just due to financial situation, a lot of churches are going through, you know, dwindling finances and whatever, and the centre probably was too costly to run and to keep open, and that's why the trustees have put it on the market. Is that you know, it's just like everything, they don't have the money as what they had years ago. It's just dwindling resources, and I think that's one of the key reasons why the centre was put in the market.
Okay. Yeah, and that's Michael, just to come back on some of the points raised there.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Just to make the point that the council, you've just agreed the outline of the facility strategy that we're currently going to do for community centres. This will identify where we need community centres at the moment and going forward. So the idea of that strategy, now that you've agreed the definition and the themes, is that we will go on and develop that. When that strategy comes back to this committee, it will identify where we have gaps in community centre provision. That will obviously include a review of the need in Crossgar. I think the point I was making earlier on is that probably won't be in time to buy this building. By the time we get a strategy complete, you know, it'll probably be 12 months from now. We're quite happy to look at this individually and bring a report back on the need in Crossgar, but it would seem, from a strategic point of view, a bit like Councillor Rand has said, it might be a little bit cart before the horse to be buying a building before we've completed the strategy to say whether it's going to be needed or not. But.
Okay. Nice to look at it.
Yeah, thanks very much. Would there be a possibility of maybe contacting the Department of Communities? They have like a facility in place where they're trying to encourage buildings and local schools. from knowledge, I think there's schools around in the area. Maybe a scope there for maybe getting some funding that way for to help purchase this at the community.
It's for council to contact them, or the group, or
We're more than happy to make contact with the Department of Communities and see if there's anything that can be done from that perspective.
Okay, so Terry, just the last point on it.
Yes, well, just more or less, I say that I'm more than delighted that I had the chance to put this forward, and I do emphasise the point that, and I do recognise that there's other areas in the council area that are looking the same, but I do feel that we should explore every avenue that we can go down possible, even trying to source other funders. And if we can do it for the extra cross guard, there's other areas that which other speakers have alluded to that we can highlight to them when we're at it. You know, I'm raising my concerns as a local council of the area that I'm worried about the long term effect, and tonight I was making an appeal to council to see if there's anything we could do for cross guard. But again, as I say, I've raised the points, and thanks for taking them on board, and hopefully we'll get a result of some sort. But thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Okay then, so we'll move on then to item number 9. It's the leisure facilities partial closure, which is for staff training. I'll ask Paul to speak on this one.
Thank you, Chair. Previously, this committee approved 2 full closure days for staff training for leisure and sports services, which currently operate a 7-day-a-week service in the region of 15 hours per day. Of which it's very challenging for, I suppose, management to be able to roll out compliance training, etc. We're looking for this committee to agree to a third additional partial closure of leisure facilities on the 20th of December 2019, up till 5 p.m. to help support the current designated staff training days.
Okay, thanks, Paul. So, any questions or anything on that, or anyone happy to propose in second? Is there anybody here?
Yeah, sure. I think the problem here for everyone is we understand and we see there, it's quite clear in black and white that our staff need this training and it's to do their job right and not there, but we all have concerns with closing down the leisure facilities that people are paying monthly fees towards and not there, but it doesn't seem like there's much choice in the matter, but we would suggest that where it can be lessened, I think we need to look at that there, and I think we need to keep in mind that if there's on the particular days that if we can open earlier than what we're proposing to do or something, I think we should investigate it.
Yeah, I think so. Paul, do you want to come in on that? I think that
Thank you, Chair. I suppose we had designated this time of year it reflects as our quietest time of year in terms of people attending our facilities. So to minimise disruption, the time of year important is where that happens. But also what we plan on doing is, although we've got approval for designated full closure days, we're going to attempt to, depending on staff availability, attempt to open prior to 9 p.m. and in the evenings as well, to hopefully lessen the disruption. However, that'll be subject to availability of staff. Yeah, through the Chair, sort of subject to, I suppose, full council approval of the report, then certainly we'll start to communicate that.
Okay.
Yes, Chair, if that's a proposal coming from Councillor Brown, I'm happy to second it, with the same caveats, obviously, that we want to try and minimise disruption. And again, what I was going to come in to say was that it's going to be very important to get the message out there that we don't have people turning up at times when the doors are closed. So the important thing would be to get the message out there on social media and whatever other platforms we have. But I understand the need for it. Our staff need to be trained, and we have great staff, and we need to have them tooled up for the job on a continual basis because of the 7 days a week commitment we have. But at the end of the day, it has to be done, and I'm happy to second the proposal, Chair.
Yeah, that's great. And I think as well, and I know we discussed it, that it's important staff are well aware of it in time too, because they may need to move hours and do additional hours and things like that to accommodate this. So that's great. Thank you. Item number 10 then is the health event machines in leisure centres, and I'm conscious, I know if Councillor Clark's here and he brought this motion through council, so if you need to come in on it.
Thanks very much, Chair. I suppose initially, looking at the response that came back, it was disappointing because of the time frame. But obviously there's contractual arrangements that are in place until next year anyway with the vending machine operator. And there's also then the minimum nutritional standard pilot study that's been carried out. It is sensible to get the best practice response back before we do make improvements, in my opinion, improvements into the vending machines. And the original motion was in regards to proposing that a sizable proportion of products was made available for the public, just basically giving them a choice of a healthy snack compared to an unhealthy snack. It wasn't about taking all the unhealthy options out of the vending machine. It was merely looking at, you know, where they're presented in the vending machine, the eye level or whatever, you know, so it's giving them a better opportunity. I think it's vital that, you know, we get this paper back as quickly as possible. It's vital that council leads the way in improving the health and well-being. All the good work that's been done and been carried out by the council in regards to getting people active and physical. But we have to look at their eating habits also, and I include myself in that. And that we start looking at them healthy options as we move forward. But I hope it's this returned the paper or the proposal that's worked up in preparation for the response that comes back.
Thank you. And it's just for noting, so we don't need a proposal either. Okay. Item number 11 then is the SLA in relation to your affordable warmth scheme, and that's Owen. Thanks for the decision.
Thanks, Chair. Members might recall last month we had a service level agreement to be signed between ourselves and Armagh, Banbridge and Craigavon Council in relation to the affordable warmth scheme, because we're taken on to do their surveys for them as well in response in return for their funding. This service level agreement is the overall one that we need to sign with the Department for Communities, which allows us to access that funding. So just looking, the recommendation is that permission is given for the Chief Exec to sign the service level agreement.
Okay, the seconder. Councillor McGavin, thank you. Item number 12 then is the consultation response to the Food Standards Agency on a risk-based approach for the biotoxin monitoring programme in Northern Ireland.
Thank you, Chair. Again, this Food Standards Agency consulting us, we have three sites in the district we have to sample by valve mollusks, and they're consulting how this is done following a veterinary officer visit from Europe. So we're just asking now, the time has passed for the consultation, so we're just asking for approval for the consultation. If members don't agree, we will withdraw it. So it's just approval to send or to confirm that our consultation response.
I just wanted to say, we're looking at that, it's quite a complex report and stuff like that. I was just wanting to know, is there anything there kind of we need to know, and is there a summary of such? Because it's quite a complex report as such.
Chair, possibly not, in that it's a very technical thing. Sometimes I suppose we do like to pass all things before the committee, but sometimes it's very, very technical food safety matters that, say, we're just making you aware and getting council permission to return the response. So the detail is in the document, and that is what we have. You know,
that's
okay.
That's fine. Thanks.
Just as Mike said, it's not even that. I suppose you'll see in the response we've made that we may not, due to safety reasons, tides, obviously lot shorter days, that we mightn't be able to comply with what the Food Standards Agency might be insisting upon. But what we're asking is that sampling plans should be developed for each site to enable this to be taken into account, because obviously there's safety issues for staff with the tides, etc. So.
Okay. Okay. Item number 13. We've actually two notices of motion here this evening. I know both speakers are here. Item number 13 then is a notice of motion from Councillor Brown, and it's regarding the Carers Alliance referred from the full council meeting on the 2nd of September. So I'll just ask Councillor Brown to come in on that one, please.
Good. Thanks, Chair, and thanks for having me along to speak on this, despite not being on the committee. So this motion reads that Council's Active and Healthy Communities Department will immediately recognise carers allowance as a means-tested benefit enabling recipients of that benefit to qualify for concessionary rates at leisure facilities across the district. There are over 200,000 carers in Northern Ireland currently. That's actually 12% of the entire population, and that includes 30,000 young carers. I was actually shocked at the number of carers there are in Northern Ireland. The value of carers to the economy has been estimated by the Carers Trust to be as much as $4.4 billion a year. That's in Northern Ireland alone. And carers are often pushed to the limits, balancing work and family life alongside their caring responsibilities. And their ability to work, if they are in receipt of carers allowance, is limited. At the moment, they can only earn £123 a week as of April this year. Due to this decreased earning potential, carers often live on a significantly reduced income and may even be much worse off than other benefits recipients. I'm therefore proposing that carers should be able to avail of the same concessionary rates offered at our leisure centres across the district as those in receipt of other benefits such as PIP, ESA or Universal Credit, and that this change should be effective immediately following adequate communication to staff. The life of a carer can be incredibly stressful and demanding at the best of times, and they have fewer opportunities to engage in hobbies, socialise and exercise as well. And as a council, we should do whatever we can to lower barriers to physical activity for a group of people who already give up so much for others in society. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Brown. I know Councillor Bain seconded on the night, so I don't think we need another... Do we need somebody seconded here tonight, or is it... Yeah. So I suppose I just want to say a few words myself. I'm very delighted to see this coming through, I suppose, just from my own job as well, working with carers. Through your carers assessment, a lot of carers would actually request gym membership. I know Q would probably be aware of this as well, as a way of, you know, just for their own mental health and to reduce stress and things like that. So if our council can be seen to be assisting with this in any way, I think it's only to be welcome. So thank you for bringing that, Councillor Brown. Just said that we need a second.
Chair, if it helps, we're going to bring a report back next month anyway on this very matter, and I've been discussing it with my officers, and we think we have a very positive way forward. So this will happen anyway. If you want to propose on secondary, that's fine, but the report's coming anyway, so I don't think you need it. If the committee's content, they allow us to bring the report forward. But
just for the minute, I'm happy to second it for the minute anyway, just so that it's... Councillor Trainor, sorry.
Yeah, no, I probably want to support, you know, the motion that was brought forward, because obviously, I think Paddy's rightly said it, and he's rightly said it, carers are one of the most valuable people in our community, and at times they can be taken for granted. And, you know, their physical well-being, their mental health can be overlooked. As Patrick's rightly alluded to, there's financial burden with being a carer nowadays compared to even what it had been. We should be doing everything we can in our role to alleviate the burden, as Patrick's rightly said. You know, anything that we can do to improve the quality of life for our residents, especially here in those sorts of professions. I know that we have schemes in place for those within certain sectors, and I know that there are wellness schemes as well, looking out for those who have complex needs, who are referred through via GPs. So, you know, this is another angle, I suppose, that we're looking at, you know, with people who are working with those who are in certain positions. So, yeah, I suppose we fully support the motion as read through. But what we do want to see is, you know, obviously there is a scheme that we have as well with those with disabilities, where there's buddy schemes as well, you know, and how will this impact on that? And I suppose, you know, from that point of view, obviously it'll probably come through report. I was just trying to see exactly how would this motion impact on that scheme that, you know, the people with disabilities, because there's the concession rates there, and then there's the body scheme that's there as well. So it's just trying to see what the impact is, but I'm sure that will come through in the report. So okay. Very welcome, Patrick. Thank you for coming.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chair. I do welcome the motion. I know during my tenure as Vice Chair of that committee that we did raise issues regarding what the thrust of the motion was about in relation to CERS. As I say, Liz, you touched on it, and a lot of us would have contact with people who act as carers for loved ones and for those in the community that need help. And they provide a sterling service. They save the government now millions, and I think whatever it is, it's a small price to pay at the council, but I do hope that this motion does accelerate the request and getting our carers treated, you know, treated properly by the council. But again, well done and thanks.
Thanks, Andrew. Okay, item number 14 then is a notice of motion from Councillor Clark about the disability access onto Newcastle Beach, and it was also from the 2nd of September.
Thanks very much, Chair. I read the motion in at the full council, so I don't think I have to read the motion in. This motion came about, I was contacted by a lady, a constituent, who was in a wheelchair, but she had friends and relatives down for a break down to Newcastle, and her friends went to use the beach, were on the beach and had a great time on the beach and in the water, but my constituent felt that she could not share that experience and was extremely let down by that, and felt that it was unfair that somebody who's less able to get into the water or onto the beach was almost discriminated against in regards to getting onto the facility. So the motion clearly states that there's a real need that we improve the disability access onto all of our beaches. But Newcastle is a very popular resort. A number of people with disabilities would be using that beach, and the access is also. So the motion, in my opinion, allows us an opportunity to look at the best practice in regards to disability access onto the foreshore. There's a number of initiatives across the east coast of Ireland. We, indeed, our own Crampy, are trying to be an all-inclusive beach also in the north coast, and in Wicklow there's some good initiatives there also. I think our natural acid is difficult to access even for able-bodied people because of storm damage and the accumulated storm damage and debris that's on our access points. There's a need to clear that away, because you're also looking at older citizens as well trying to access, and when there's blockages to access, then that is off putting to them people as well. There's also visually impaired, so it goes across the board in regards to the people who need access improvements. But there's options in regards to all-terrain wheelchairs, all-terrain buggies. There's options for matting, for boardwalk. So there are the types of issues or the solutions I would like to see the council investigate.
Thank you. Councillor Clark, Councillor Murray.
Yeah, happy to second the proposal. There's not another council facility. There's not too many council facilities that aren't wheelchair friendly enough. And even you think right across the district and schools and community centres and everywhere, leisure centres and out there. So I suppose it's the kind of district that we're trying to encourage, and where this committee, the Active and Healthy Communities, we should certainly be trying to make everywhere accessible to lesser able people. So very happy to support the proposal.
Okay, Councillor Gallagher.
To support what Councillor Clark is saying, within Newcastle area, we do have nursing homes, we do have residential homes and stuff like that. In that aspect of it, even with crisis and such, and getting access onto the beach is vital. As Councillor Clark said, that it's kind of almost second-class citizen. The person's not able to get onto the beach, enjoy what they're enjoying. So, it's something that we would continue to support, and do hope that, as I say, that I've looked at and moves forward. Hopefully. Well, maybe this summertime coming, but as soon as it would be perfect.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, Councillor Taylor.
Chair, thanks very much. I'm obviously happy to support the motion as well. As has already been said, we should offer every opportunity to open our leisure centres to as many people as possible. And if this offers that incentive, certainly I think it's a good idea and a positive contribution that we can offer to the local community. So certainly happy to support the motion.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, Chair, maybe just a question for the officers. Maybe they can make me aware of something that I'm already aware of this, actually, to be fair though. but the council has had a partnership with the May Murray Foundation to develop access for wheelchair bound visitors onto the beaches and into the water. Would it be right in saying that for a start? And that last summer there was specially adapted buggies to allow visitors with disabilities access onto the water at Cranfield. So if that's been there at Cranfield, you know, is that their partnership, you know, being brought forward? You know, has officers been looking at bringing that forward for the likes of Newcastle, as well as pointing out, or the likes of Tarawa or Ballyhornan, or, you know, has, you know, because that's obviously been something that maybe has been successful. I'm not too sure. I was just made aware of this because I'd never done a wee bit of research. I was talking to Andrew Patterson, who's the Assistant Director of Tourism, and he was able to make me aware of a number of programmes from last year that have been in place. So just if maybe you could maybe share a bit of light from it.
Sure, can I maybe come back?
Yeah, go on ahead. And
the Main Worry Foundation indeed are looking at all councils, you know, with access with beaches in their council area. And they're looking at providing at least one all-inclusive beach in that council area. And they identified Cranfield as the easiest option because of the facility, the car park, toilets, that type of access, good sandy beach probably. You know, so they thought they did look at other beaches, but they thought they were more problematic. So they chose Cranfield as sort of the low-hanging fruit. That's the position there.
Okay. Michael, I'd like to come back.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. This is a notice of motion that crosses a number of council departments. Clearly it's here because we're active and healthy communities, and we are very keen to get everybody active, to quote the slogan. And we have been working extensively on all our facilities within the remit of this department to make sure that they are fully up to DDA requirements. So in that vein, I have already I'm trying to arrange a meeting with all of the departments of the council to discuss how we're going to take this forward, because it will involve neighbourhood services and it will involve ERT. It may well involve corporate services in terms of bylaws and all sorts of other stuff that we may want to do as well around that, in terms of getting all of these the accessible wheelchairs and trolleys and prams and buggies and all that sort of stuff on. So we're going to do that. I think it's very likely that the report that comes out of that will probably go back to a separate committee, maybe ERT or Neighbourhood Services, because I think the impact will be higher on them. I'm happy to bring a report back here for the committee to keep it up to date as well with what's going on. But I think the beach, for example, itself falls within ERT, as it's designated by the council as a tourism beach. So I think they'll probably be taking forward most of the measures as they did in Cranfield. But that's what we're going to do at the minute. My PA is currently trying to get dates from all of the key officers so as we can make that meeting happen. And hopefully that will happen in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Okay, happy enough? Okay, thank you. Item number 15 then, just for noting again, it's the piece for local action plan, as Janine. Just for noting, any man is rising, any? Okay. The next item as well then is the air quality updating and screening assessment for Newry Morning Down. And it's Owen, if anybody's any questions or queries regarding that. Just for noting as well. Okay, and the last item is to be taken in committee. So this item seemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014. Information relating to item 3 in the public may be by resolution be excluded during this item of business. So just ask any members of the public or the press to slightly leave then. Thank you. And then, agreed in the proposal of Councillor Savage, seconded by Councillor Gibbons, that the committee agree to note the update in Appendix 1 of the Newry Morne Down District Council projects that have applied for Your School, Your Club funding. Okay. Councillors, thank you very much. Stay at home, everybody, and see you soon.